Kaby Lamy's comment section has gotten pretty brutal. Fall off is crazy, your time is over, bro. Put the fries in the bag, all of which have appeared in just the last few months. Why has this pretty likable TikToker suddenly had his entire audience turn on him? Well, judging by another comment reading, "Why did we make him the most followed person on TikTok?" people are starting to think that he doesn't really deserve it. He gained 162 million followers by repeating a pretty simple formula. Find ridiculous videos of people exerting too much effort on the most basic tasks, then show how to do it in a much easier way. Can't believe he got that big, just from reacting to humans being dumb. Even Kaby Lamy himself stated, "My videos are simple and easy, but achieving a point of simplicity was actually very difficult." He gained just 9 views and only 2 followers during his first month on TikTok, which only grew to 4,300 after posting a crazy amount of volume.
I was posting like 6 or 7 videos a day.
His main type of content, widely relatable skits. But they were limited by a language barrier, as Kaby Lamy only spoke Italian. "I don't understand what he's saying. Someone translate it, please. I love your videos, but can you please do them in English?" Kaby therefore devised a simple solution. Only make videos where he didn't need to talk. He'd state the fact that it's not spoken makes it a universal language. Every kid, every person around the world can see the video and get a laugh simply by watching the images. Unfortunately, Kaby was now basically limited to mocking cringy videos, although this worked unbelievably well as he began to celebrate milestone after milestone. 300,000, 400,000, 600,000, whilst his ability to silently clown on others only got better and better. He'd begin taking already viral videos and add an unexpected stitch to make them even funnier, leading to his first properly viral video, roasting a girl for her non-existent haircut. Kaby's respect from the audience was building higher and higher, leading to a further 60 million views after roasting another TikToker for his strange shaving video. This then doubled to 130 million when he joked about a factory worker eating his chocolate. However, it'd be this video here that changed his life forever. Mocking the stupid life hack gained him 250 million views, repeated in another 4 videos, which followed a similar premise. Suddenly, every video was gaining at least 30 million views, whilst his moves were being copied by famous soccer players. Kaby was called the wisest man to ever live, as you say so much without saying anything. He'd celebrated 1 million followers on the 22nd of February, which by the 23rd of May, had grown to 50 million. Although with somebody calling this a big L for TikTok, there were people who weren't happy with Kaby Lamy's fame. Judging by 46.2 million followers for what, and 8.8 million likes for what, people thought there was too much reward for too little effort, which can often turn into a person becoming hated. Take for example the Huktua girl. She's not disliked because she's a rude or terrible person, she's disliked because her success hasn't been earned. Without seeing his history on the platform, viewers might perceive Kaby in a similar way, as a low-effort TikToker who makes $750,000 per post for holding out his hands in a 20-second video. The main joke is that Kaby gained over 100 million followers by doing nothing. On the Unpopular Opinion subreddit, one user wrote, "Kaby Lamy is boring, not funny, predictable, low effort, and famous just because he uses other people's content. 90% of his TikToks are low effort. He has a few quality vids, but that's it. He shouldn't deserve the recognition he's got right now. I really have nothing against the guy, just that there are some people who put real effort and can't get through, and I don't think that's fair. Others didn't like him simply because they thought he wasn't funny."
It hurts me because these just aren't good and he has so many likes.
Honestly, I'm glad I'm not the only one who didn't find him that funny, but there's a much stranger reason that people began to hate him. Kaby posted a simple Instagram story, "Say no to racism, racism, posted with a separate video in which he'd help a white person pull a sword out of the ground. It was captioned, "In a racist society, it's not enough to be non-racist. We must be anti-racist." But after this, Kabi made a brand new story. "I'm seeing a lot of comments where people says, 'I unfollowed you because you did this video.' I don't mind, guys. We are almost in 2022 and people still use racism because they have nothing to do in their life. You can also unfollow me. I don't care about the numbers. I care about your hearts." This was followed by another post reading, "Instead of wasting your time writing negative comments criticizing, try to help people. Although this controversy only ended after being overshadowed by a brand new scandal." Comments began to appear on his videos. "I hope this man beats Charlie. Kabi's more talented than Charlie. I have a feeling that he might pass Charlie. Charli D'Amelio was TikTok's most followed person, although Kabi was right behind her with only 4 million less. Charli losing her title therefore became a possibility, resulting in a war between the two creators. People began devising strategies to make Kabi the most followed."
If you want to help, start commenting Kabi to number one on every video that you see on your FYP.
Charli's fans fought back, writing, "There's no way people actually support Kabi Lami. He's literally racist and sexist. He body shames people. We all know damn well that if Charli did one of these things, her career would be over." A different video added, "So basically Kabi did something so bad. He body shamed a girl, but what were these TikToks even talking about?" Well, an account named Canceling Kabi Lami re-uploaded one of his videos with the caption, "Why is this man obsessed with body shaming girls?" It showed three examples of Kabi reacting to women poorly, which was paired with another video of him joking about a dude's obesity. People then discovered Kabi telling women to wash the dishes, resulting in mainstream news articles and some pretty heavy backlash. "Body shaming is so disgusting, ew. That's so rude, I can't believe he'd do that." As a result, Kabi lost 400,000 followers before the day was over, although people then recognized what was going on. They're canceling Kabi because he's gonna pass Charlie. Kabi therefore regained 1.5 million followers the very next day, ironically helping him become the most followed TikToker. Although Kabi Lami's reputation has been trending downwards ever since that day. Bro disappeared from my FYP after he became the most followed on TikTok. Ever since he passed Charlie, he's not been on my FYP, also being noticed by Noah Glenn Carter.
Because he's basically done nothing since becoming number one. Like, he never even made a video celebrating or acknowledging that he was now the number one most followed TikToker. And since becoming number one, he's posted once, maybe twice a week.
As mentioned, Kabi went from making 6 or 7 videos per day to basically never posting. He instead began to state, "I want to make films. This is my main objective. I've wanted to make movies since I was a child," almost implying he was better than his TikTok audience. When he did post a video, it was often just an ad. Kabi did promotions for Airbnb, Hugo Boss, even Facebook, and by disrespecting his audience with loads of different ads, the audience would also lose respect for him. He used to be so famous. How did bro get forgotten? People started posting TikToks such as, "Maturing is realizing that Kabi Lami was never funny, and that whole race for him to Charlie was lame," as well as, "Bro, can we all agree that Kabi Lami wasn't even funny? We just wanted him to pass Charli D'Amelio in followers," which on its own gained almost 1 million likes. I mean, sometimes he was low-key funny, but it got old real quick, hinting at Kabi's next problem. As far back as 2021, people were already stating,
"It's the same thing every single time. I know exactly what's gonna happen in each goddamn video."
Honestly, Kabi's videos were funny at first, but the joke got old after a while. He was really funny at the start, but his joke is getting old. He never does anything else but these kind of videos. Well, now it's 3 years later, and the joke still hasn't changed. His lack of change in content becomes a lack of growth, for which the audience trashes him in comment after comment. But it's been especially bad recently. On the 14th of August, this person commented, "Kabi always knows how to keep it simple and hilarious," but only 2 weeks later, the same person's now stating, "Just put the fries in the bag, bro." In the past, Kabi Lami stated,
"Of course, the people, they will always found something bad to you. I think it's just part of the life."
And turning his back on TikTok has definitely had some benefits. He'd appear in the recent Bad Boys movie, is now a judge on Italy's Got Talent, and most notably, he's about to release his own feature film called 00 Kabi.